Well, as you heard, the Lorain County Veterans Service Commission celebrating the 242nd birthday of the U.S. Navy since 1775. Well, you got the official anchors away. Then, of course, there's this one I found, which is maybe to some folks a little more realistic, I guess. This is Fred Astaire from the movie Follow the Fleet of 1936.
Pacific isn't what it's cracked up to be. We joined the Navy to do or die.
Well, in studio with us, we have a couple folks who served in the Navy. We have with us Tom Blackburn and also Yolanda Bond. They're both with the Lorain County Veterans Service Commission.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a special, no pun intended, bond because of the service that you served, or similarities, I guess, maybe?
Absolutely. We speak the same language.
Right.
Yeah, well, you have the same swag, I guess, the gear that you're wearing this morning, proudly supporting the Navy. Tom, what was your time in the Navy like? Explain a little bit of how that came about.
I was in from 87 to 94 on active duty, and then I was in the reserves from 2000 to 2003.
Why the Navy? Let me ask you that one.
I think my grandfather had a lot of influence there. He was in the Navy during World War II, and I always enjoyed hearing his stories. I, of course, had great respect for him. And when it came time for me after I graduated high school to make a decision about where I was headed, I thought I'd go in the Navy like Gramps.
Now, did you have time on the water? I mean, I assume?
Yeah, I spent about 3.5 years on the USS Kansas City out of Naval Supply Center, Oakland, California. And then when I was on the reserves, I was on the USS Boone.
Yolanda, what about you? What did you do there?
Well, I made mine's a career. I went right after high school from 1987 and retired in 2007.
So as a career, this was something, I mean, what was it, the first inclination that you thought, the Navy, this is where I want to go, this is what I want to do after high school?
Well, it wasn't my first.
Okay.
I first was going to decide to join the Marine Corps. But something in me decided not to.
Okay.
So, but actually, my uncle had more of an influence like Tom and his grandfather. My uncle was serving in the Navy when I was making my decision. He was actually a hospital corpsman in the Navy. I didn't go his route. I actually went more administrative, which I worked at the chaplain's office. So I spent my 20 years doing that and spent 6 years on the Marine side.
What was it like to be a woman in the Navy? You know, when we think of a Navy and we think of any of that, much of the time we have a certain image that we have. We know the women are serving as well. What was that like for you to be a part of that?
Well, with the military, yes, the men, you would try to compete with the men to try to keep up with them. They know that in order to stand side by side during times of war, they push you to the limit for you to serve with right. them. So actually, for me, being a woman in, I enjoyed it. They worked with me.
Okay.
They didn't pressure me or anything. They worked with me to achieve my goal.
So now that you're retired, as you mentioned, what skills or things that you remember learning from that time that really serves you well now in what you do today?
Attention to detail.
Well, that's very important too. And I suppose, Tom, in a sense, anytime you have in many of the military, detail is very important. Because one
Absolutely.
Minor detail, whether it's when you're doing orderings of certain things or just the planning stages, it's important to have everything.
Yes, absolutely. There are things that sometimes may seem rather mundane, but maintaining just what seems like a minor piece of equipment may, in fact, be critical to a mission, and its failure could cause the failure of the mission.
Right. Now, today, you, of course, we're working with the Lorain County Veterans Service Commission. What are some of the responsibilities that you have there?
We help veterans put in claims with the VA for either pension or compensation, and then we also help them with things like funerary benefits. We help with benefits for the surviving family members after the veteran has passed, we even give some guidance on educational benefits and put them in touch with school certifying officials and things like that for their education.
And Yolanda, you do the same thing? How would you describe your work?
The same thing.
Yeah.
There's four service officers, and we do the same thing. We usually is like monotonous, but we work together. If we don't know one thing, then we go to the next service officer just to make sure that we're doing it correctly.
Do we, you know, we often think maybe older male veterans might come in. What about older female veterans? Do they come in too?
We don't see a lot of older female veterans, but when we do, it's overwhelming because we don't see that many. Either they don't know that things are available for them, but when we do, it's usually the dependent children, you know, the older children that if they're in a nursing home or something, then they'll come and call us and stuff like that. But they don't naturally just walk in our door and say, hey, I heard about this.
All right. Well, that's one of the reasons why you're here today, also just to get the word out about all the things from the Lorain County Veteran Service Commission. I guess there's also a time of trust that they have to come in, and there's a chance for them to figure out what services or who are they, and who knows, you know, they're trying to figure out what benefits are still available for them and what happens. But you have to build a trust with them through them coming in, talking with them. Do they share stories with you about any about their times?
Oh, absolutely. That's really one of the fascinating things about the job is to hear about the wartime experiences and even peacetime experiences. You know, what it was like to serve in Europe during the Cold War, for example. Very, very interesting.
Right. Well, whether there's conflict or not, they are serving our country in all the different areas that they are stationed for that. What's the farthest you ended up going on planet Earth, the globe?
Over to Kuwait during Desert Storm.
Okay. And Yolanda, you?
Japan.
Oh. What was that like for you to be there?
Interesting. Their culture was very interesting. They had no crime rate. If you did crime, you'll do really the time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. When you are stationed or sent over, what preparation is given for you to understand where you're going, who the people are you're with, whether it's in a combat time or a peacetime as well?
Oftentimes, you may not know exactly where you're going or why you're going there when you leave, but you're trained for months and months before such a deployment to handle really any situation that you might be put into.
Okay. So all of the training you get is applicable to most places that you go, and then once you get there, those who are there show you the ropes as well. Speaking of ropes, are you both still good at tying knots? Right? Isn't that?
No.
I could still probably tie you a bowline and a maybe a rolling half hitch, but I forget many of them now. Yeah. And a good square knot.
Hey, Tom, when it comes to ships, are you trained for a specific kind of ship or can you do multiple? How does that work?
You get general training in your trade before you go to the ship. But then a lot of your training may be very specific to the kind of ship you're on. If maybe you're on a destroyer, obviously, you know, coming to blows with the enemy is the main job, versus maybe an amphibious ship where your job is to get the Marines ashore, or a supply ship where you're there to maintain the fuel and ammunition and stores for the ships. And, of course, there's the aircraft carriers who are out there, you know, keeping the skies clear for us.
Have you ever been on the deck of an aircraft carrier?
I worked on a helicopter flight deck on my ship. I've never been on an aircraft carrier flight deck other than the Intrepid Museum, which was pretty fascinating. Well, but I have seen them shoot quite a few planes off the deck, and particularly at night, there's just no sight like it in the world.
I don't think so. Until you're standing on one, I would assume you wouldn't know how massive it really is or how big it seems to be.
Right. I was on a pretty big ship when I was on active duty, but we'd pull along a carrier, and you did feel small.
That's great. Well, we appreciate you both coming in this morning, Tom Blackburn and also Yolanda Bond. If people want to get more information about Lorain County Veterans Service Commission, how can they get in touch with you guys? What's the best way?
Please give us a call at the office. You can reach my desk directly at 328-2136.
Sounds good. Thanks. Now, what's the Navy salute? What do they usually say?
Is there fair winds and following seas.
Okay.
Fair winds and following seas.
Thank you. Well, thanks you both for coming in this morning. Appreciate your time. It is coming up on 8:52 at AM 930 WEOL.